The Warriors carry a healthy 3-1 lead ahead of Sunday's return leg of the final qualifying round of the 2016 African Nations Championships qualifier against the Crocodiles of Lesotho. Those two goals from Roderick Mtuma and another from Captain Dan Piri have given the Zimbabwe football public the belief that the Warriors are on their way to Rwanda for the Continental Football Showpiece, which will feature 16 of the best national football teams on the continent. Even the players themselves believe they will be in Rwanda, and Captain Piri has promised celebration for the millions of Zimbabwean football-loving fans.
I would like to promise them that we'll try and get to the Chan finals and hopefully go through to the finals this time.
Football analyst Andrew Rhodzi also thinks the Warriors have too much firepower for the Crocodiles, who have beaten Zimbabwe only once in the past 35 years, although he says the Warriors should guard against complacency.
I am seeing my home country winning, but I think they should not relax and be complacent, thinking that it's an automatic win, because due to what has happened, I want to think Lesotho has been rebuilding their effort.
Despite being in the lead, national team coach Kalisto Pasua says he's going to employ an all-out attacking system.
Mike said we need to attack with four, five, six guys going offensively. Then we'll have four balancing. We can say maybe we want the fullbacks to go, and having those two defenders, defensive midfielders being on the central position, and the two central defenders at the backs.
The scorer of the two important home goals, Mtuma, has recovered from injury after missing training Wednesday and will lead Zimbabwe's assault for goals. Mtuma will be carrying the mantle of leading Zimbabwe, but back at his club, home of Dynamos, he will be missed as the Zimbabwean champions engage Flame Lily in a Kasolaga Premier Soccer League showdown at Lafaji in Mabuku tomorrow. Despite the Warriors' international engagement, the Premier Soccer League have lined up 5 games over the weekend, one of which is the Dynamos assignment against the relegation-threatened Prison Warders. Although Dynamos are 6 points behind leaders Chicken Inn, with only 5 games remaining, coach Tonera Indiraya is still optimistic and is refusing to throw in the towel and believes there is still hope.
We just pray that one of the teams, particularly Chicken Inn, will drop points and we collect maximum points. That's what is important.
However, Ndiraya comes up against a Flame Lily side that is on a roll after their shock 3-0 win over 4th place Triangle. Flame Lily are deep in the relegation zone, and such teams are dangerous, especially at this time of the season. A draw or a defeat for the Glamour Boys will all but destroy their league title ambitions. The other games on the menu include a battle for survival pitting Cholocho Pirates against Wawa at White City Stadium tomorrow, while Haumine travel to Rufaro Stadium for a date against Harare City. Buffaloes are at home to Wange. That game is on Sunday. Now to cricket. The Zimbabwe Chevrons are in depths of despair as they seek an ODI series win over visiting Afghanistan at Queen's Sports Club tomorrow. This comes after the visitors leveled the 5 ODI series to 2-0 after their 3-wicket win yesterday. Zimbabwe desperately needs to win tomorrow to avoid embarrassment against one of the weakest cricket-playing nations in the world. However, as things stand right now, Zimbabwe are in serious danger. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.